I'm not afraid. Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me.
Civilians of all ages, target civilians of all faiths. From my opinion, their goal to destroy the country at all. The other side of the street, and basically, every one of my soldiers that tried to cross the street just get shot. So, first we've been in. There was panic. We didn't know what can we do and what's the best thing to do. And after a few seconds, we realized that the best we can do is to call the Air Force. And we said, okay, we're going to call the Air Force and they will take care of it. So we took the radio and called the Air Force. But the order that we got instead when we called for help was the Air Force doesn't shoot at schools and the Air Force doesn't shoot at mass. Obviously because they don't want to hurt civilians. The order that we got instead is to fight against those terrorists the hard way, face to face. We know that they did the best that they can to protect the country and the best that they can for the civilians on the other side. I wish there was no reason for me guys to serve in the army now, anyway. I wish there was no reason. This is the situation unfortunately in the country. I would rather do many other things. To go surfing, I pray about surfing. I know to go to a good school, to go to university. But unfortunately, when I was a teenager, when I was in 12th grade, the situation in my army was that every couple of days there was another one.
That's what we're here for as students. And remember that the majority of activism in the world and the majority of change comes from student campuses.
We followed in the paths of people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi, people who actually made a change through peace.
I think that we can't simply just limit ourselves to being like reactionary. So when we see stuff like this happen, we just react to it.
The Palestinian issue is nothing more than a social justice issue. It's not a Jews or a Muslim or an Arab. It's a social justice issue. It's a group of people who have been dehumanized and picked on for way too long.
What made our message so powerful today is the names on each of these papers. At the end of the day, it was Nada Mardi that had to die as a result of an Israeli soldier killing, or Aman El-Daya, or any of these people.
These guys shouldn't have been allowed here on campus. They're criminals. They're currently occupying another nation, so they're criminals under international law, and here they are welcomed on our college campus. So this is something that we have to prevent. We have to put the measures in place that prevent that from happening.
We left that room empty. We left that room empty, so we sent a really big message. That's all that we can do.